Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, let's go to the phone line. Alex Gold, how are you doing? I don't know if you were listening to the show before, but I don't know
I
what Rob's talking about.
Catch what Rob said. Who knows what Rob said? I don't know what he said before.
You know what? That's Alex, you're like most of Kansas City. I don't know what Rob said either. Alex, I appreciate you making time for us today. I know that you're a busy, busy man. There's so many things that you could do, but I appreciate you being here with us and breaking down the draft with us. What do you want the Chiefs to do tomorrow?
Yeah, look, I want a left tackle. You know, last year I wanted them to take a left tackle, and they didn't. And, you know, I think when you take a look at how they've built this team, and we feel good, I'm sure, about the interior of this offensive line. They spent some money on Jawan Taylor, who hopefully improves. But I want a franchise left tackle, and I think in order to do that, they might have to trade up, though. That's the only tricky part. You know, Kingsley Suamataia or the Tyler Guyton kid out of Oklahoma are both potential options, but I don't know if they can just sit there at 32 and get the left tackle. So that's what I want them to do. I'm thinking a little bit more that they may not be able to go left tackle, though, because based on some reporting today from Dan Graziano, it sounds like a lot of teams feel like they're going to have to trade up to get that top-tier tackle.
Yeah, it's weird to see the posturing right now that's happening in the league. Like, there's a lot of overvaluing of wide receivers. I would say there's an overvaluing on the quarterback position, at least when it comes to J.J. McCarthy. And now we're doing the same thing on tackle. It is funny to hear in the same vein, the same draft analysts tell me how this is the deepest at these positions ever, yet there's going to be such an urgency to move up in the draft to go get those same guys too. It's like, hold on, wait, which one is it? I mean, if it's going to be a really deep draft, some teams are going to opt to wait it out, and they think they're going to get, you know, first round value in the second round or third round, or you think there's a separation between the top prospects in that position group versus the others.
I think that last part is maybe where it's at with the tackle, where it's like, okay, it's a deep wide receiver draft to where you can go and get a pretty decent wide receiver in the second or third round, which we saw the Chiefs go do a year ago. But at tackle, you know, a lot of guys that are listed as tackle out of college, as we know, maybe end up playing guard in college or play right tackle or play guard in the NFL or right tackle in the NFL. And so I think the top tier talent at tackle, maybe there's only four guys max that could actually come in and step in and start at left tackle for the Chiefs, which is always, you know, a question, will Andy Reid start a rookie? I think if you trade up and get a tackle in the first round, then that guy's going to start over Wanya Morris. But if you wait till the second or third or later, then that guy's just being brought in to compete with Wanya Morris, which at that point I'm kind of just, let's go back to the veteran route again and just bring back a Donovan Smith type.
Right now we're talking to Alex Gold joining us on the show today. Alex, it sounds like you and I actually agree on this. If you're asking me, everything is equal. I would like for them to go get a left tackle. I want them to go get Tyler Guyton. But if they drafted A.D. Mitchell with the 32nd overall pick, I am not starting the show on Friday disappointed that they drafted A.D. Mitchell. I would look at it like, hey, he was a really successful college wide receiver. You now put him into this system, this scheme, and you're going to allow him to develop on his own pace. Hey, Mitchell's got a chance to be a really good player.
Oh, no doubt. Look, positionally, wide receiver or tackle, I mean, if it's either of those positions, I don't think you can really be freaking out too much for sitting there at the landing tomorrow night and they take a tackle at 32 or they trade up for a tackle, or the same thing applies with wide receiver. I think they both are significant needs. I think one has a chance to you know, maybe step in and help you right away, talking about tackle. Whereas the wide receiver, which is not a bad thing for next year, you may not need that wide receiver to step in and be a huge factor, but they only have one wide receiver under contract after this next season, and it's Rashee Rice, or two, I guess, Rashee Rice and Sky Moore, and that's it. After that, Hollywood Brown's probably gone, and Tony, and keep Justin Watson, whoever else you think is going to be part of this wide receiver room. But A.D. Mitchell, it's funny you bring him up, because that's probably the wide receiver that's been mentioned the most, and is he at a point where now you got to trade up to get him? I mean, if you buy into the speculation, you may not be able to sit at 32 and get him. The reason why I like him is I think, you know, for all the complaining that they didn't draft George Pickens a year or two ago, to me, this guy might be what you liked about George Pickens. You know, I think, you know, we've been looking at the wide receiver room for a couple of years. They've struggled to have guys since Tyreek Hill that can go deep but also track the ball and go and get the freaking football. And to me, that's what A.D. Mitchell brings to the table versus some of the other wide receivers. You know, the Franklin kid out of Oregon has been brought up. I don't know if that's going to be the guy you want to take in the first round that's going to actually give you the deep passing ability, because he doesn't track the ball as well.
Right now we're talking to Alex Gold, joining us on the show today to get his thoughts on the NFL draft and the Chiefs and what he think they could potentially do this weekend. Gold, is there a position outside a left tackle or wide receiver that you really want the Chiefs to target over the next couple of days?
So I've gone back and forth on this because, look, you can talk me into the defensive line. My issue is they just spent, you know, a pick last year at pick 32 on the defensive line. And I know if you look further out, who's maybe under contract in a couple of years, and there's only like three or four guys. So I'm not going to hate it. But I think that my third choice would actually be corner, just to continue building up the cornerback room to pair McDuffie with another top flight corner while you still have some good depth with Watson and Joshua Williams. You could start to talk me into that, because I think maybe at corner you could, at best player available, get what, the third best corner potentially, even at 32. Maybe somebody disagrees with me on that, but I think there's a chance you could actually get, you know, the third or fourth best at that position versus taking the sixth or seventh best wide receiver.
That is Alex Gold joining us on the show today, a man who has so much to do but was gracious enough to give us just a little bit of his time to talk about this. Gold, thank you so much.
Well, anything for you, C-Dot.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.